an art exhibit called Fear into Fire, Reclaiming Black Male Identity Through the Art of Tattooing, opens tonight at the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
Fear into Fire is curated by Nicole Harrison. Reclaiming Black Male Identity Through the Art of Tattooing was the subject of her master's thesis at New York University. For research, she talked with Black men on the west side of Chicago about their tattoos. During the interviews, professional photographers took pictures of the men and their body art. Harrison says she was inspired by American rapper Lil Wayne and his tattoos when she realized, as she puts it,
if people really paid attention to his body rather than his music, his body may tell a more in-depth story than his music does.
The exhibition Fear into Fire was first displayed at Columbia College in Chicago early last year. Kalamazoo is hosting the show's second exhibition. This is an excerpt from a video made at Columbia with first a male viewer responding to the art, followed by one of the project photographers, Shasta Beatty.
You know, different people have tattoos for different reasons. I mean, I try to be as open-minded as possible and get to know people. If you talk to people who have these tattoos, they all came from, like, real-life experiences, things that really mattered to them and they wanted to remember for the rest of their life.
I didn't pose any of them. These are just things that they were doing, you know, when I turned around. A lot of these photographs were taken in the very quiet moment.
Harrison says Black males of the hip-hop generation often use their tattoos to relive memories and tell personal stories.
I think there's a kind of a need or a want for them to kind of get these stories out. Because at some point, I would just tell people about the project and they would just jump on it and be like, you should interview me. I have tattoos. You should talk to me. Without me even knowing them, just kind of giving them a background of the research. So I think that, too, this want to kind of just get the story out, to be a part of something that they feel positive about and that they know the intent behind it. You know, like when I talk to men, whether I know them or not, I'm very clear on what my goal is with this project. And I think the idea of them knowing that by doing this interview, you'll be photographed in a very professional setting and really be admired and not over-sexualized or put in a position where it's like, I'm just using you for your body, but really put them in a position where it's like, you're powerful and beautiful, and I admire that, and I want you to see that for yourself if you don't already, you know?
Harrison says public response to Fear into Fire varies depending on who she's talking to.
When I speak to people of my generation who are tattooed and who, you know, do have sleeves and understand sort of what this culture at this point is for Black men and women, instantly they get it. Instantly it's like, oh, my friend has 20 tattoos. He has a ton of stories. You should talk to him. But when I talk to people who don't sort of indulge the culture in ways that the men and women currently do, they think it's about the tattoo, which the tattoo is an element of the project, but the tattoo is more, for me, a window into these individual lives, into these stories.
Fear into Fire is at the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo this evening from 4 until 9 as part of the monthly art hop. The exhibit will spend the rest of November on display at Kalamazoo College in the Hicks Student Center. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.